Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
In an extraordinary Pentagon briefing this afternoon, and in what was a robust, angry and emotional defence of President Trump and the US mission in Iran, US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth described the US strikes as historically successful. Speaking from the Pentagon, Hegseth also attacked the media after a leaked intelligence report earlier this week suggested the strike's impact may have been limited.
There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible. And folks in this room are privy to that information because of the proximity here in the Pentagon. It's an important responsibility. And time again, classified information is leaked or peddled for political purposes to try to make the president look bad. And what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots who accomplished their mission, set back a nuclear program in ways that other presidents would have dreamed. How about we celebrate that?
Well, for his assessment of that Pentagon briefing and where it all stands now, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Brewery, who is Senior Associate Professor in Security at the University of Bath. And Patrick, you're very welcome. Also today, Iran's leader, who has only just emerged from hiding, you may have heard in the news headlines there, he said the US had, quote, failed to achieve anything significant in its attacks on Iran's key nuclear facilities, while, as we heard there, Pete Hegseth spoke of destroying or obliterating Iran's nuclear program. They can't both be right.
No, they can't. And I suppose, you know, in the absence of any pictures of the internal storage chambers at these three sites, we are all in the dark. You know, what we can deduce is that there are a few things. First of all, the Americans have 18 intelligence agencies. Not all of them have all of them have different specialities. And the first report yesterday was the Defense Intelligence Agency, which normally would be good at doing what you call battle damage assessments, which is, you know, when you're trying to work out what's happened with a strike. However, this is an unprecedented strike. The munitions that were used, the GBU 57 MOP, has got 13.5. Well, actually, the other one has got about some of them up to 30,000 pounds and 13,500 kilos of explosives on each one. And it looks like, from what Hegseth said, they actually managed to drop five of them down a single ventilation shaft, a middle ventilation shaft. So that's a hell of a lot of explosives, as you can imagine, and easily enough to cause massive damage. And each one of them are able to penetrate about 60 feet of concrete. So we thought it was 300 feet down. You drop five of them, you know, after you've blown off the cover, it's around about there. But, you know, where we're looking at it from, we just don't know. And then that's one source. And they said they assessed with low confidence that it was likely only set back months, so limited damage, the nuclear program. Then the CIA, who use, you know, more human intelligence sources, say they assessed with a higher confidence from a reliable historical source, maybe a partner like the Mossad, that there'd been extensive damage and it had been set back by years. Then you have the Europeans, some of their intelligence agencies saying, actually, a lot of the enriched uranium has been moved. So it's all down to what their specialities are, what their sources and methods are, and also what their confidence in those sources and assessments are.
Yeah, and also politics, isn't it? Because politics has started to play a really big role here. And one of the things that we saw at that Pentagon press conference was General Dan Kane. He was coming under pressure. He's from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he was coming under pressure from reporters as to why it is that he had effectively changed his story that he said a couple of days ago that it would take a long time for the BDAs, as you've talked about there, Patrick. And then 3 days later, he was saying, well, actually, we're very sure that there has been an awful lot of damage. And he's being asked how he could have changed what he thought 3 days ago. And he didn't really have an answer.
Yeah, so there is that. And the CIA are pointing to different sources. But the problem, what you need is, obviously, you need photographic evidence of someone to get in there who you completely trust and tell you, yeah? Both of which are unlikely to have happened. But say, for example, either the Mossad have a very trusted source and they have passed that on. That could change your assessment. It could start to tip the balance. It's enough for the CIA to come out and go, do you know what? We have something that suggests there is extensive damage. And guess what? That is politically useful, isn't it, at the moment too? Mm. You know, the second thing is the Director of National Intelligence, who sits above all the intelligence agencies and then testified in front of the Senate in March, so only 3 months ago, that the view of the whole US intelligence community was that they did not assess that Iran had been close to breakout, was developing a bomb, and the order had been given to do so. So then she got lambasted, basically, and sidetracked a bit by Trump. And until, you know, recently, where she came out and supported this wider assessment. Yeah. Now, things change. New intelligence comes all the time. You know, something that you thought was true 3 months ago or even just a few days ago can change. You know, if someone gets to the site, a trusted source. The other thing you've got to remember is that these everybody is intensely watching the Iranian military and surveilling them as best they can, whether it's through signals, whether it's through human sources. And if you drop a lot of bombs, there's obviously going to be some chatter about what's happened amongst those things. So maybe you're picking up some signals intelligence from the Iranians saying, that has been extensively damaged. But unfortunately, apart from talking about the context of all this, we just don't know.
Okay, well, one of the other things that came up at the press conference today and has been the source of much discussion over the last couple of days is whether or not highly enriched uranium had actually been moved out of the Fordo nuclear sites before the American missile struck at all, struck the Iranian base. And Pete Hegseth was asked about that again today. Let's hear a little of that exchange.
Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Fordo Mountain, or some of it, because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance? Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect, but Jennifer, you've been about the worst, the one who misrepresents the most intentionally. What the president says. I'm familiar.
Report about the ventilation shafts on Saturday night. And in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. So I take issue with that.
I appreciate you acknowledging that this was the first the most successful mission based on operational security that this department has done since you've been here. And I appreciate that.
And that was one of a number of remarkable exchanges at that press conference. And that Jennifer that you're hearing there is actually from Fox News, if you believe it or not. Jennifer Griffin asking that question as to whether or not Pete Hegseth was certain that none of the highly enriched uranium was moved. And you may have noticed, Patrick, that Pete Hegseth didn't answer that question. And he was asked it by a number of reporters. And each time he didn't answer the question. It seems that they're not at all sure that uranium wasn't moved.
I did see him saying they had no information that it was, which is just a low-level, you know, rebuttal at some point. But yes, and this is what the European, it seems, intelligence sources have said, you know, from coming through their agencies. They think if you put yourself in the place of the Iranian regime, first of all, do you control all elements of it? You don't, right? So therefore, even if you say keep all your highly enriched uranium there, you can probably bet that some faction decides that's not a great idea for them and it's better to have leverage. Yeah, that's the first one. And secondly, even if you did control it all, would you keep it all in the same place? Probably not.
Well, not when Donald Trump is flagging that they're going to attack, you know, any moment now.
So
where does that leave everything then? Because again, as you said, we won't really know what damage has been done to Fordo. It does seem that there has been extensive damage done, but we won't know until people have got there on the ground to what extent it set back the nuclear program. But if this highly enriched uranium is making its way around Iran somewhere and we don't know where that is, where does that leave the whole situation in terms of stability, do you think?
I'm not a nuclear scientist, as far as I understand, depending on the enrichment of the uranium, you still need some know-how and some specialized equipment. But it's not the hardest thing to get that up to weapons grade if you could do it and you had a secure location, and you had people that knew what they were doing. But it still requires bits and pieces of the puzzle to do that. And second, even if you can do that and enrich it up to weapons grade, then you need to be able to create a warhead and be able to create a delivery system. You really want to, you know, in the Iranian situation, you want to do a number of those, have them ready. It all has to be hidden, and then you need to test them to make sure it works, all of which are very vulnerable to further Mossad penetration. Yeah, and we are talking mainly Mossad here at the moment. Mm. So it's very difficult for them to do it, even if they move stuff about. The bigger question is Iran, it looks like, are going to pull out of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. And then they're going to use that as leverage to come back in these whatever, if there's going to be negotiations about the future of it. But we'll just have to wait and see. Okay. We are, you know, as we are, we're kind of in the dark. And as someone comes out with battle damage assessment pictures from inside the chambers.
It's very difficult to know what to trust, isn't it, at the moment, given all the various reports. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time. That's Dr. Patrick Bury, who is Senior Associate Professor in Security at the University of Bath. And as we speak, a White House press conference underway. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt saying that the Iran mission was an overwhelming success. If there's anything more that I need to bring you from that press conference between now and 7 o'clock, I'll do that, obviously.